Good evening, everyone, and thank you for being with us here today. It's really nice to see such a great crowd today. We are the Paderewski Academy of Music, although smaller in number today compared to what you'll be seeing in the photos, because many of our students are either otherwise engaged or have graduated since last spring. They're off in college. But we are really delighted to be sharing with you today a bit of our music and experiences from our trip to Australia. It so happens that the Kosciuszko Foundation has a chapter not only here in Chicago, but also in Australia. And being so far away from Poland, their trip to Poland from Australia is about 24 hours, and we complain about our 9-hour flight. We really have nothing to complain about. But being so far away from Poland and having a much, much smaller Polonia population over there, they are absolutely active as ever. Thanks to them and their very warm invitation, our trip was possible. The beginning of our trip was very rough. In February of this year, Chicago experienced a very serious blizzard, and its effects affected our ability to fly out on time. As you can see on the map, we had a very long trip before us. We even had a layover in Minneapolis from Chicago. From Chicago to LA to Sydney. And we were spending about 6 hours in the airport trying to get another flight out, but that didn't dwindle our spirits whatsoever. And even though we had to shift our trip a few days in the end, we made the most of it. We played at the airport, we enjoyed each other's company, and no matter how tiring the trip was in the end, we eventually got there, although a week later. When we arrived, after a short stay in Canberra, the capital of Australia, we made our way down south to the most memorable city for our stay, Jindabyne, located in the foothills of the Snowy Mountain for the 2011 Kazi Fest. It was a beautiful place with wonderfully warm people who opened up their homes to us. These people were the parents of the children from Jindabyne's Snowy Strings Orchestra. The Kazi Fest took place in the heart of the Snowy Mountains, located completely on the southern tip of Australia. As you can see on the map, near an area called Charlotte's Pass, we played. This is a beautiful ski resort in the summer and just as interesting in the winter. When our bus arrived there, we couldn't help but take pictures and explore the terrain just a bit. The plant life and the weather was so different from what we are used to here and accustomed to in Chicago. We even lost track of time while exploring and soon had to run back to Charlotte's Pass to make it in time for our concert. The organizers of the Kazi Fest were able to make the most out of the gray and foggy weather that day. They offered help in any which way and form. It was very easy to feel comfortable. The weather even started to clear up as we waited for our concert of both orchestras to begin. As the Snowy Strings, as you see in the picture here, they're a bit younger, as they played their music, we watched in awe, for their group was a mix of children from a large range of ages, and yet when they started playing, they sounded like one group who were there for the very same purpose. Afterwards, we played our music from the music of Polish kings, we danced, and we ended with a traditional American hoedown. We also performed the waltz and the polonaise that you heard today, written by General Tadeusz Kościuszko himself, since the whole festival is in his name. The music was found and premiered not too long ago, which is a very interesting historical fact that it took so long to find. The Snowy Strings gave us their completely undivided attention, as you can see. Just as well for their performance, and we made sure to include some lecture on the Polish history because many families there were either of very, very long Polish descent or were just genuinely interested in Poland's history. After our performance, Ms. Ernestyna Skuriat-Kozek, the president of the Kościuszko Heritage Foundation in Australia, presented Ms. Barbara Bielszta with a bilingual publication of Mountain Whispers. This is the title of a legend and story very traditional in this mountain region. It was a very wonderful afternoon indeed. And we thought our concert for that day was over, but we were wrong. As we made our way down from Charlotte's Pass, we were welcomed there for a barbecue, kindly provided to us by the organizers over there. We were told that with all seriousness aside, that if we did not perform, we would not get dessert. Well, after a long, long day like that, dessert was very important, and we started playing. As you can see, we threw our violin cases to the side and did what we had to entertain the crowd. And as you can see, at this point in the day, the sun is out. So this does prove the fact that music can really change a lot. It can even change the weather. Following day, we had a workshop with the Snowy Strings Orchestra in the morning and a concert in the afternoon. In the gymnasium of their school, we gathered and learned a traditional Australian piece. All three music teachers went around and helped each one of us. Miss Mary Ann Simpson, the conductor of the Snowy Strings Orchestra, and our very own Miss Barbara Bielstein, Mr. Wojciech Niewzo. We shared stands with the Snowy Strings kids, so not only to get to know each other, but to learn music from each other, and that was absolutely the best way to do this workshop possible. The concert was made up of both orchestras playing their own music at the beginning, but the joint performance was the biggest success in the end. It was the biggest success because, as you can see in the audience, everyone was crowd. Many of the parents of the Snowy String kids were really crying because to have such a group come and work with their kids, they're located in a place in Australia where they don't have much interaction, and to meet new kids that have the same love and passion for violin really moved not only the kids but the parents to tears. And I think our biggest goal of the trip was right then and there accomplished. At the end, we shared some t-shirts with them so they just remember us a little bit. And it was hard to leave Gendebein after spending three wonderful days there. As a goodbye, every one of the families we stayed with organized some kind of social gathering or entertainment for us. Some of us went boating, some went swimming, some jumped on trampolines while enjoying a great barbecue, and some, instead of jumping from trampolines, some went cliff diving, which is a very normal activity over there. A bit scary, but we were okay. And the greatest thing there is that every family made sure that each one of us saw a kangaroo. Kangaroos were everywhere, even in the family's backyards. It was a wonderful, wonderful way to say goodbye. And on the very last day in the morning, as we were leaving, we took a group picture by the Strzelecki Monument. This picture, the kids, the parents, the teachers, and the smiles soon became a picture of friends. Friends we hope to welcome here in Chicago, in our homes, in the very near future. They said so themselves. They can't wait to come here in the next 3 to 4 years. The Kościuszko Fest at the Mount Kościuszko was a magical time for everyone involved. And it's hard to start naming everyone that needs to be thanked. But we do have to thank the Kościuszko Foundation, in the very least, for their tremendous efforts. Now, after our stay in the southern mountains, we started traveling back up north along the coast to visit many other places, because Australia has way too many places to see in 2 weeks' time. Here we have to acknowledge our wonderful friend and driver, Mr. Felix, as we called him, his full name, Mr. Felix Molski. He was always with us and taught us so much about his country. He was a retired math teacher who volunteered his time just by himself to be our driver. He taught us about his country. He taught us Polonia, about Polonia. He taught us about Tadeusz Kościuszko, and he is the author of many of the pictures that you're seeing here today. On our trip north, we had the opportunity to visit in the capital of Australia, Canberra. Mr. Felix is right there by the arrow. You'll notice him in many pictures. In Canberra, we wanted to just visit the parliament. And as we went in there, we ended up playing a few pieces in there too. I don't know how legal that is in a parliament, but we were able to do that. Later on, we went to visit the War Museum and took a picture by the U.S. War Memorial to honor where we come from. And a very interesting stop in our trip was a secluded beach where we swam and saw kangaroos and parakeets and fed them all, and it was a great experience. We finally reached Sydney, where we visited the Marine Museum, completely filled with tropical sea life that we have never seen before. And then we went on to see the infamous Sydney Opera House, where we attempted to play on the stairs for just a short while. We got escorted off after a few minutes. Apparently you need a permit. And then we were taken on a walk through the city, through the English gardens that are over there. This is us walking along, seeing the beautiful sights. I've never seen trees like that here in the States. Dipped our feet in because it finally got warm after we hit Sydney. We also performed a little later on in our trip. We performed in Maryang, a small town where there's really a lot of Polonia. And we performed in Bankstown. These are pictures from those concerts. We got to know many, many friends that we still keep in contact today at these concerts. And our last day, or 2 days, we took a visit to the Featherdale Wildlife Park, where we saw the typical animal life in Australia, koalas, ostriches, kangaroos. We were able to feed them all. And on the last day, completely, we went to see the Blue Mountains, a beautiful, picturesque national park located very close to Sydney. Despite all the wonderful times in Australia, our fondest recollection, I think, was that beginning of our trip. It would always be the best time spent in Australia while we were in Jindabyne at the Kazi Fest. Felix Molski sent us a letter afterwards with his recollection. It reads like this. Barbara and Wojciech, thanks for your kind words. I feel honored to have helped. You have done so much in your visit here. Your enthusiasm in sharing your talent, expertise, experience, and refinement without any airs captured the hearts of those associated with the Snowy Strings. For the folks of Jindabyne, you have shown them what is possible. For the churchgoers, a heightened spiritual moment. For the people of Polish heritage in Australia, you have raised the profile of Polish culture, especially in the Snowy community. And this is very helpful in the struggle for retention of Kościuszko as the name of Australia's highest summit. If people get to know what the name Kościuszko represents and why he was a household name in Poland, America, England, and France in the late 18th and early 19th century, they will realize how apt the name Mount Kościuszko is for Australia. Mr. Felix's letter was much, much longer, with the kindest words possible, the kindest words I have ever heard. Even today, we recall great moments spent with him in the corridors of our music academy. We will always remember, though, all the moments spent in Australia with every single one of the people there. So thank you very, very much for your attention on behalf of all of our students here and faculty from the Paderewski Academy of Music. Thank you very much, and good night.